Good evening and welcome to Fossil Records on CGSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of Calgary campus and on Treaty 7 land. I'm Peter with you for the next hour, and tonight we're looking back at one of our charts as featured in Vox magazine. That was in August 1991. Text me your 1991 musical memories at 403-220-3991. Mergen Law LLP offers general legal services, including entertainment law. Unlike many other legal disciplines, artistic works can require expertise in many areas of law, including contracts, intellectual property, labor and employment, corporate arbitration, litigation, and privacy. They're located in the South Centre Executive Tower. For an appointment, call 403-209-4988. In music news, August 91, on the 12th, Metallica released their most successful album, often referred to as the Black Album. It was something of a departure from the thrash metal sound they helped pioneer, and it became one of the best-selling albums of all time. August 15th, Paul Simon held his concert in the park at Central Park. The free concert was broadcast live on HBO. On the 20th, we saw the six-day International Pop Underground Convention in Olympia, Washington. Among the players were Fugazi, Bikini Kill, Fastback, Spilt to Spill, Some Velvet Sidewalk, The Melvins, Unwound, L7, and Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. And on the 27th, Pearl Jam released their debut album, 10. While initially slow to sell, it became number two on the Billboard charts within a year and has since become certified 13 times platinum in the United States. The Billboard Hot 100 number one song all that month, Everything I Do It For You. That was Bryan Adams. Here at CGSW on our charts, it was Primus. Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, looking back at one of our charts from August 1991. And just there, it was the Candy Skins with Submarine Song. That's from The Space I'm In. They formed in 1989 in Oxford, England. And though they were early members of the Oxford scene, they enjoyed limited commercial success compared to their contemporaries Radiohead and Supergrass. They were considered by the British music press as one of the seminal early bands of the Britpop era. Space I'm In was their debut album. Before that, it was Volcano Sons with Total Eclipse, that from Career in Rock. They're from Boston, Massachusetts, and they were formed by Mission of Burma drummer Peter Prescott in 1984. Prescott had auditioned for the position of drummer with Disneyland, but two of that band's members to form Volcano Sons. Their music is often compared to the works of bands like Husker Du and Mudhoney. And start of our program tonight, the Mighty Primus with Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, that from Sailing the Seas of Cheese. This song tells the story of two characters, Jerry, an ill-fated race car driver who collided with a telephone pole while driving intoxicated, hence the use of was in the title, and Captain Pierce, a retired fireman. The song featured a sample of Bill Moseley's character Chop Top from the film Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, chuckling to himself, then remarking, "Dog will hunt." All right, next up, some local and Canadian artists from August 1991. Here's a local band, The Quitters.
Tell the rain to away. When he came home late, he wiped his bloody face as he heard her say, "Where is your crown, the king of Saturday night?" "Go ahead and laugh some more," he replied from the floor. "Tonight I met my match, and now I have to crash, but I'll be the king again next Saturday night." When the lights went,
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, looking back at some local artists and Canadian artists from August 1991. That just there was 13 Engines with King of Saturday Night, appropriate for this evening. That was from A Blur to Me Now. They formed in 1985 as the Icons, and the band consisted of four York University students. They released a self-titled independent cassette in 1986 before changing their name to 13 Engines. This name was a reference to the auto industry in Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan, which were the first markets to embrace this band. Before that was a local band. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's lowercase T-I-O-N. Is that Shun? Text me if you know the answer. This is from a self-titled release. The song we heard was called Rage. Calgary Cassette Preservation Society said the members were Renee Chair on drums, Heather Boland on vocals, Chris Spillet on bass, and Ben Doctor on guitar. This predated Ben's more well-known work with Drench and also features future Glider drummer Renee Chair. We noted two things about this tape. First, the J card is backwards, perhaps tying into the Arabic-themed artwork. And secondly, Ben's a pretty fine guitarist. Before that, also from Calgary, Huevos Rancheros with Rumble. That was from Rocket to Nowhere. This was first released as a 7-inch in 1991 on Estrus Records in three colors. The first pressing 500 purple vinyl, second pressing 500 burgundy, and the third 1000 black. It was subsequently released on cassette in 1992 with the addition of two songs, including Rumble, which we just heard. And start of that set, it was another local band, The Quitters with White Inside, from Nice Try, Now Quit. From Bandcamp, we know Joe McCaffrey and Christopher Trutch were both part of the 80s underground scene in Calgary, having first met in 1979 deep in the suburbs. They soon became close friends, but it wasn't until 10 years later that their talents finally came together, with the years in between spent in bands including The Will, The Now Feeling, The Ted Clark Five, and Joe 90. By 1990, the two sidemen were ready to step out on their own. They formed the Quitters, then as Sherry Lancastle, bassist Pete Sharuk, and drummer Ted Latimer, creating a sound that was out of step with their contemporaries. Mergeon Law LP is a proud sponsor of the Summerfest in Parkland, and this year's edition will take place on June 22nd. Parkland Summerfest is a community festival bringing people together for fun and memorable festival in Parkland's beautiful Park 96. On the Saturday morning, the park will be abuzz with plenty of activities for all, including a fun run, tennis, disc golf, car show, and tons of free activities. The music starts up an early Saturday evening. If you get hungry, you can enjoy delicious foods from an array of excellent local vendors. Watch for details on the artists appearing this year soon to come at parklandsummerfest.com. All right, three more songs from 1991. This next group is The Silencers.
A mixed day for the pound, which came against the weak dollar.
Take a time. I'm starting.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, wrapping up our listen back to our charts from August 1991. And just there, it was the Blake Babies with Nirvana from the EP Rosy Jack World. They formed in 1986 in Boston, and the three primary members were John Strome, Frieda Love, and Juliana Hatfield. They recorded three albums before splitting up in 91. They reformed to record a new album in 1999 and again in 2016. The name Blake Babies was provided by the poet Allen Ginsberg. Before that, Mazzy Star with Blue Flowers from She Hangs Brightly. Blue Flower was released as a single and reached number 29 on the Billboard Alternative Songs chart. It showcased the band's trademark effect with haunting guitar work and lyrics and Hope Sandoval's detached vocals. Blue Flower is a slap-happy cover from the 1972 album Sort Of. And start of our set there was The Silencers with Hey Mr. Bank Manager. That was from Dance to the Holy Man. This was a Scottish rock band formed in London in 1986 by Jimmy O'Neill and Cha Burns, two ex-members of the post-punk outfit Fingerprints. Their music was characterized by a melodic blend of pop, folk, and traditional Celtic influences. They're often compared to Scottish bands with a similar sound, like Big Country, Delamitri, and The Proclaimers. The Silencers have distinguished themselves, though, with their eclectic sounds and prolific output and continued career. Merchant law was built to make it easy, comfortable, and relatively pleasant to access small business, wills and estate planning, and real estate legal services. You can trust that Merchant is on your side and will work in partnership with you to achieve your goals. Their firm is based on core values that you'll see reflected in every interaction you have: friendliness, economy, efficiency, professionalism, practicality, and honesty. Visit them at mergenlaw.com. Next week, join me. We're going to listen back to the best music of 1992 as featured in Vox magazine. And thanks for the texters checking in tonight. Yeah, certainly 1991 to 92 was a real transitional time in music. For the rest of the program, new music from the chart list. Here is local artist Aaron Ross, who just had an excellent release party at the Ironwood. Here is Aaron Ross.
Sugar daddy looking after me. If you want to keep me happy, what I want is grease and gasoline. I don't want no gold or riches. Thank you.
New music on Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM. Just there, we heard Mean Jeans with Break Up With You. That's from a new album called Blasted. Before that, from Calgary, Erin Ross. She's a programmer here at CJSW and CKUA, and she's a great artist on her own. And she just released her new album, The Wind Will Lead Me Home. It was a pleasure for me to be part of that at the Ironwood. We heard Grease and Gasoline. We have time for two more new ones. RMFC is going to do Rock Tune, the new album called Club Hits, and we'll finish off with Chemtrails. We're going to hear Business Class War Paint from The Joy of Sex. That's S-C-C-T-S, Sex. Stay tuned at the top of the hour. Christine and the Nocturne Table is coming up from 8 till 10 with a very special live performance by the band Ombre. I'm Peter. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with music from 1992. The Nocturne Table with Christine and Ombre coming right up.